Hello and welcome to another Sustainable Wine Podcast with me, Hannah Homari. You're listening to our Sustainable Wine Roundtable member interview series, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Marie Fourreur, who is the CSR manager at Famille Perrin in the Southern Rhône in France. So Marie, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, everyone.
So Marie, perhaps you could start off by telling us a little bit about the history of Famille Perrin and what your role there entails.
Yes, so Famille Perrin is in the wine industry in the Rhône Valley and Provence. Today, it is the fourth and fifth generations that are working for the company. They own the Château de Beaucastel, the brand Famille Perrin and the La Vieille Ferme, Château de Miraval, and the Maison et Domaine Les Alexandrins. And it represents more than 400 hectares of vineyards, and they are also buying some wines in the region. They have been pioneers of organic viticulture since 1950 and biodynamic viticulture since the 70s. And what I like is that Famille Perrin has always had a strong commitment to sustainability. For several years, the family has wanted to build and involve all employees in a sustainable strategy development in order to pass on a sustainable heritage to future generations. And that's why I joined the Famille Perrin 1 year ago to manage projects on sustainability. I work on different subjects to improve our impact from the vine to the distribution of our wines.
Perhaps we could dig a little bit deeper into those projects. Could you start off by telling us how climate change is affecting the vineyards and winemaking processes at your wineries?
Our activity depends on the weather, and we are particularly affected by climate change. The harvest is in advance, and there are several weather events like frost, drought, or hail, and impacting the vine. The consequences on the wine are the increase of the sugar rates, the alcohol rates, the decrease in total acidity, and therefore in the freshness of the wines. And there are also a modification of the aromatic profiles. So, of course, we must adapt our practices to limit the impact of these changes. At Famille Perrin, we would like to work more as a farmer that maintains the soil more than a producer who exploits the land. And we do not really believe in irrigation as a long-term solution. We work more on the quality of our soils to benefit from the big rainy events and to keep them during the drier periods. We are also implementing in the vineyard many agroecological practices like biocontrol, tree planting, biodiversity preservation. We do some experiments on the planting of vegetation cover in the vineyards. And we are also sharing our knowledge with vineyards around to progress collectively, like with SWR.
So quite a range of climate adaptation strategies there in place. Famille Perrin is one of the leading organic and biodynamic wine growers in the regions. Some would say that many winemakers in France don't necessarily like to follow other people's rules, especially when it comes to these kinds of standards. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
I'm not sure that many winemakers don't want to follow the organic or biodynamic criteria. I think we see more when winemakers leaving the controlled appellation of origin, AOC, like we say in French, to have more freedom. But a certification is the only objective way to validate a way of working respectful of the environment. So, of course, organic is not perfect. We use some copper, we increase the fuel consumption, but it is, in my opinion, the cleanest way to produce today. Even more if agroecological practices such as grassing, forestry, and respecting the soil to the maximum.
And can you tell us a little bit about the renovation work that's currently taking place at Château de Beaucastel?
Château de Beaucastel is a historic wine estate in Châteauneuf-du-Pape and the Côte-du-Rhône. It's owned and operated by the Perrin family since 1909. And 4 years ago, the Perrin family wished to start a renovation project to enlarge the estate and optimize the wine storage. So an architectural competition was launched for this renovation. The competition was a great success with 1,200 entries, 500 responses, and 32 nationalities. And after a long selection process, the Perrin family has chosen a project that matches their ambitions. So they have selected two agencies, one from France and one from India, that were specialized in renovation and eco-responsible construction. And they are together a very revolutionary ecological approach. So to explain a bit more on the project, the bottle storage area is buried in order to benefit from the natural cooling of the earth. There is a rainwater that will be collected, filtered and stored in a large underground tanks called in order to do the cleaning, the cooling or watering the gardens. The strong winds of the region, the mistral, are captured by chimneys in the walls of the building, which will naturally ventilate the entire winemaking and storage areas. And there will also have some latest generation of highly efficient recyclable solar panels, which will be placed on the roof of the winery. So this project will allow the estate to be autonomous 80% in terms of water, electricity, heating, and cooling.
Are you able to say when the project might be finished?
I think it will be in more than 1 year. It's a very long project.
Well, looking forward to seeing it finalized.
Me too.
So how does this renovation project reflect the wider work you're doing across your business operations to address sustainability?
So this project is totally in line with our global sustainability strategy. We believe that the company must collaborate with its ecosystem and be regenerative. It significates that we would like to have a positive impact on its ecosystem. So we are attentive to the innovations of the sector to help us make our practices even more sustainable. So we have created a sustainability strategy named Sine Qua Non 2025 at Fanny Perrin, and it is based on 5 pillars. The first one, we would like to be a committed player with our partners and our territory. The second one, we would like to innovate for resource efficient, circular and low carbon practices. Then we would like to cultivate harmony with nature. We would like to guarantee quality and promote responsible consumption. And then on employees' development, we would like to capitalize on our family DNA for the commitment and development of our employees. So there are 25 different projects resulting from these engagements, and we work as a team to achieve it and to achieve our strategy.
Lots of crossover indeed with the working groups and initiatives of the SWR, so a fantastic place to collaborate and share best practice and learning. What do you love the most about working in a family business? And then on the flip side, what are some of the challenges that come with it?
What I love the most about working in a family business is the innovative spirit, which allows me to propose new projects. For example, we are inspired by the factory as a forest and want to transform our sites into a regenerating forest with a lot of trees, an animal farm, and an ecological greenhouse. I also really appreciate the strong human values and the ecological convictions that come from the Perrin family. We employees feel like we are part of a big family where the ecological transition is a guideline. The challenge can be sometimes to make decisions and get the whole family to agree. And we also may be less structured than large groups and act more spontaneously.
Marie, thank you so much for taking the time to come onto the podcast and for sharing your insights. We look forward to following the work of Femi Ferra, and thank you as well for your continued support of the SWR.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe to our podcast channel. Just search for Sustainable Wine on your podcast platform, and be sure to sign up on www.sustainablewine.co.uk to receive our newsletter and regular updates. And of course, if you're interested in getting involved in the SWR, please do just get in touch.